Chair. My name is Anna-Karin Holmlund, and I represent Amnesty International. First of all, we'd like to express our support for the UN human rights treaty bodies and greatly value the opportunity to engage with you on the occasion of the annual meeting. We recognize that the pandemic has had disproportionate impact on the work of the treaty bodies and appreciate the willingness of the 10 committees to adjust to new ways of working, including to hold online reviews of state party reports despite the multiple logistical challenges that come with them. We hope that both the treaty bodies and the UN system as a whole will be better placed in the time to come to quickly adapt to such challenges, including through the use of technological solutions to support their work. We note the many rich issues on the agenda of the chairperson's meeting this week, but we're concerned, as also raised by our colleagues from TB.net, about the late notice given about the meeting to NGOs to enable wide civil society participation, and also about the lack of publicly available discussion papers that provide background information to the many issues on the agenda. So we'd like to urge the chairs and OHHR to return to previous formats where those were shared in advance to the meeting. As we prepare to return to some normality, hopefully, and to in-person sessions, we urge the treaty bodies to set out a clear plan and criteria for how to deal with the backlog of reviews that have been accumulated during the pandemic. So while we welcome the return to the standard format for treaty body meetings, we also urge the treaty bodies to make continued use of online platforms for intersessional meetings and greater cross-committee coordination. We also urge the treaty bodies to ensure hybrid formats for NGO engagement going forward, and that these allow for maximum flexibility, inclusivity, and accessibility. Amnesty International has, together with over 120 NGO partners, welcomed the co-facilitator report, which contains many important recommendations on how to strengthen the system. It's disappointing to us that the treaty bodies continue to struggle for resources at the fifth committee, but we welcome efforts to invest savings back into the system in order to ensure, among other things, that the case management system for individual communications can be created. One of the key recommendations from the report of the co-facilitators is for the treaty bodies to establish predictable calendars, and we urge all treaty bodies to do so without further delay and to move forward as a system, engaging on a regular basis with all state parties and to avoid adopting working methods that would result in long periods of inattention to state parties' implementation of the treaties. We have on multiple occasions urged the treaty bodies to pay attention to the vast body of different working methods and to work towards alignment of these. We want to stress that it's not a matter of striving towards the lowest common denominator, nor to impose standardized working methods on treaty bodies where the specificity of the treaty requires other procedures, but that the goal is to simplify and remove non-necessary differences. Small varieties in procedure make engagement unnecessarily complicated for many of the stakeholders, and we believe that such alignment would be important not only to facilitate civil society participation, but also for accessibility and transparency of the system as a whole. I thank you.